This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419. When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call me personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com. And be sure and like our Facebook page. Just search for Doug Haldeman Show and hit that like button to make sure you get updates on our show. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. I want to welcome my co-host today, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
No problem. I'm glad you are here. And also we have my producer, Tom Turbrock, here with us.
Good afternoon, you guys. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Tommy? Good.
Great to see you. I'm doing fantastic.
So it's been an exciting weekend.
When I say time clock, yes. What do you think of?
When you say time clock, I think of Fox News with the time clock going down in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
About just the government shutdown. How long has it been going on?
Too long. Media, and we are in media, but they use that as a ploy. It was sickening, Doug. And the whole thing is, this has happened before, as you know. It'll happen again. But I didn't like how they
hit down the road a little further.
Right. I didn't like, though, how it's the doom and gloom, how they're like, oh, if you let this happen, you know, no.
Right.
But the thing that really had me, Doug, all week, and it didn't make sense, is they closed down memorials and things of that nature to where if some vets flew out to see a memorial, they couldn't get in.
Can't even get in.
Which is disgusting. That is the last thing you should ever shut down. How many millions of things can they shut down instead of that? A lot, but I think they do it, Doug, just to kind of poke us.
Right.
A bit, which is really has me mad this week.
They want to step up the pain.
Yeah, and it's like you guys caused the pain. We didn't do a thing here. We're just trying to pay the bills. They're the ones that caused the whole thing, and now they're like three-year-olds name-pointing.
I love the fact that as Americans, we're still paying our bills.
Oh, we have
to. We're still paying our taxes.
Right. Well, we have
to.
They're not working. No, heck no.
I love, you know, I can't wait personally for, you know, Miley Cyrus to come out with some new some new offensive video to like distract the attention away from this government shutdown.
Absolutely. This is the last thing they want, and then what was it, the day before or 2 days before this week, Doug, with the motorcycles, which was just horrible, but that took the story away for a bit, but then it's back. Yeah, but they're looking for anything to happen.
Right.
Mudslides, go to that, you know?
Well, and even just the whole thought of it, of just, you know, if you were in your personal life, I mean, I counsel so many people on their finances, and there is a point where you can't keep kicking the can down the road and charging up more debt. So, like, what do we do here?
I did,
well, of
Doug,
course, you know, of course you have to extend the debt ceiling eventually.
Right, right.
But you better come up with a solution. Quit kicking the can down the road. Holy cow. I mean,
it's almost like, hate to say it, they just want to hold on to their jobs, kick it down, you know, let the next younger crowd have that as long as they still have their pensions, their job. It's just
sickening. Well, and they also get paid.
And with this whole deal, it's all about, hey, we don't want Obamacare, this and that. They won't even have Obamacare. They'll have their own. They won't even be in that, you know.
The employees.
Right.
Well, but yeah, my favorite.
Congress doesn't have it. Senate doesn't have it, but we have it.
My favorite part is how they can take government organizations. Let's take HUD as an example.
Yeah.
Okay, they're still open, but they let 96% of their employees off but they can still be open and function to a certain degree, which begs the question, like, what's the question that, Tammy, that you would raise with that?
Well, what's non-essential at this point? What do we have?
Great question.
Why do we have this? I mean, I get effectively running a company and running a business, but how much of it is necessary at this point? You know, we shut down the cable and the kids freaked out for a couple days, you know, but then all of a sudden we adjusted.
Yeah, our kids were hysterical when we told them we were turning the cable off. And because we said we didn't need it.
Right. So in this situation with the government shutting down, you know, what can we get used to? What can we still work effectively and efficiently on? And could that go to the budget, you know, cutting back?
If you can function with 96% of your people off.
Right.
We're not saying that there's 96% fat, but let's say there's 50% fat.
At least.
Right.
There may easily be
50%.
At least, you guys, sure.
Right.
And that's just one organization, and there's so much government spending. It's absolutely absurd. At some point, they have to start cutting spending and cut some of these entitlements down.
Right, exactly.
But you know what? They're afraid to because they don't want to lose their seat or their job. It's just sad.
It is. Well, Doug, on how is this affecting the home buying market? How does this affect everything?
That's a good question because there are things we have to contend with when there are certain offices that aren't open. So, for instance, we have to order from the IRS what's called a 4506T, where we order a copy of a taxpayer's tax transcripts, so basically a copy of their tax returns from the IRS, and they're not processing those right now. Unfortunately, our company is going ahead and closing loans without them, but we can't sell the loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or any investor without getting that, so the loan just has to sit there until we eventually get it. Social Security number verifications, we can't process those. USDA loans are not funding right now at all.
Well, okay,
that's
so hold up
thing.
For a second. So if my loan comes to you and Cherry Creek, right? They approve my loan and it's just sitting there. What happens to my purchase or
Right now, we're still processing those loans. So if it's, assuming it's not a USDA loan,
okay,
which is very few of the loans.
Okay.
So the normal loans, we still process the loan and we're still going to, even without the 4506T filled out in like the tax transcript coming from the IRS, we will close.
Okay.
You'll still
so
get
I
your home.
So I can still move in.
Yeah, you can still move in.
Okay.
But we can't sell the loan.
I was starting to freak out just a little bit.
Yeah, we can't sell the loan without that. So
okay.
We're the ones that are taking the risk on that. And same thing with Social Security number verifications. We're
going to
take the risk on the fact that somebody's Social Security number is actually accurate and valid for what they gave us. We can't verify it.
Got it.
So that's a little scary. And then, you know, we also know that any federal employee that's trying to get a loan, we have to be able to verify their employment. So they better be careful because there may not be anybody at the government to even verify their employment.
Maybe the janitor will pick the phone up.
Right.
They're good. They show up every day.
Right. Yeah. Can anybody verify it?
I
don't know. We'll see. Fortunately, we're not doing a loan for any federal employees right now. But if we do, it may hold their loan up.
Yeah. Wow.
That's sad.
That is.
It is sad. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. So, Tammy, when we have all this government shut down, but people are still buying homes.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're buying homes, then we want to make sure they're equipped with the absolute best tool to be able to search for homes out there.
Home scouting.
The home scouting report, absolutely. That is that tool, I just have to keep talking about it because we're getting so much traffic using that. And so many people that were using Zillow or using Trulia or these other sites out there that have maybe 50% of the listings that are on the market, they want a tool that gives them the keys to the kingdom where they get 100% of the listings. And, you know, I just have to keep beating this drum because, you know, we're getting new people signing up.
Well, it's a great opportunity, and it's free.
Absolutely.
And you can go to the App Store, whatever, iTunes or Google.
Google Play.
And download the app, and they're going to look for the Home Scouting app.
Yeah, so if you think you may be looking for a home, and even in the next year, use this free service, and you can use it right on your mobile phone, too. You can use it on the computer, but you can use it on the mobile phone. Just pull out your phone right now. If you have a smartphone, go to Google Play, go to the App Store in iOS, and search for Home Scouting. And when you search for Home Scouting, you download the app, it's going to ask for a VIP code. And the VIP code on that, all you have to do is just enter my phone number, which is 314-472-DOUG, which is 472-3684. Actually, enter the numbers, 314-472-3684 as a VIP code, And that way it'll associate it with the St. Louis market and let you immediately start looking for homes in our area. So I love the fact that we have that tool, and I hope that people really continue to take advantage of it. So, Tammy, when it comes to credit, people continue to make mistakes on this, and they continue to bury their head in the sand. So that's something that, you know, I want us to talk about coming up here, because, you know, it's something that every single day we deal with, and I want to make sure that we can solve this problem for you. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.